Once again, welcome everybody. I am Scott Wildenberg, pastor here at True North, and we are so glad to have you all here today on this beautiful summer morning. We have been working our way through the book of Psalms and just finding some great expressions of all the different emotions we can express toward God. I'm just adjusting here. And seeing how those expressions can help us grow in our faith and help us relate to the Lord. And today I'm going to focus on a very famous psalm, Psalm 23. So I'd like to invite you to open up your Bibles to Psalm 23 to get things started. We're going to read through that whole thing before we talk about what it says. So give you just a moment to open up to that, Psalm 23. All right, Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You've probably heard this psalm many times, but have you really stopped and thought about what these words express? When you take a good look at what this psalm is saying, you see that this is a song of God's provision. And not only is it an expression of thanks for all the ways that God has already provided, it's a declaration of faith in God's continued provision into the future. And these are two things that we all need to continue to build into our lives. The Bible tells us in many ways to continue to give thanks to God every day, reminding ourselves of all the ways that he blesses our lives. It's an important practice to remind ourselves of the good things that God has done. Encourage people often to write down the highlights of the things that God has done in your life. We encourage people to share their testimonies, and those other things help remind us of God's goodness. They set our minds on hope rather than doubt and worry about life. And then we also need to continue to learn how to declare faith in God's provision. This is our response toward remembering God's faithfulness. It's a purposeful action that we take to look beyond our own limited view of life in front of us, our circumstances, look beyond our own weaknesses and sinful desires, and actually pursue a life of faith in God. And so Psalm 23 provides an excellent example for us to follow as we seek to live out our faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to walk through this one section at a time. So verse 1 again says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." This is a simple statement of trust in the Lord. And it's an attitude we ought to be striving for in every day of life, not wanting for anything, just being content with what God has provided for us. We're so full of trust in him that we know that he will take care of us. Now, so often we express faith in God. We say, "Yep, I know God has got this. He's going to take care of this." And yet we still allow worry and fear to start to rule our lives. We say, I am trusting God, but what if? What if he doesn't come through? What will I do then? When we think things like that, we're really demonstrating that our true faith is in ourselves. We want to believe that God will provide, but we're really not sure that we can trust him. And we all do it. It's good to recognize, though, that when that happens, there's room for us to grow in our understanding of God and his promises, to fully understand how often he says, "Trust in me. You shall want for nothing if you put your faith in me." This psalm describes God as our shepherd, and it's the same analogy Jesus used to describe our relationship with him. Mark 6:34 reads, "When Jesus saw the large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so he began to teach them many things." And Jesus has compassion on us as well, because we are like sheep without a shepherd so often. When we put our faith in him, we can trust him to act on that compassion, to be the shepherd. And in John 10:14, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for my sheep. That's a promise for us to remember. Jesus lays down his life for his sheep. And not only does that refer to his sacrifice for our sins, that refers to his ongoing presence, his ongoing compassion and ability to care for us. Jesus offers himself to us as our good shepherd. He knows us, he knows our needs, and we can learn to know and trust him, just as sheep inherently trust their shepherd. Sheep don't question whether the shepherd's going to provide for them, right? They don't hesitate to follow the shepherd wherever he leads, wondering if he really knows the right way to go, right? You don't hear sheep whispering to themselves as they're following their shepherd, do we really know that this guy is going the right way? Do we really trust that he's leading us to a pasture where we can get some food? What if there's no grass there? Or didn't that last field we're at look nicer than this one? Do we really trust him? Why did he lead us here? They don't whisper, we better make some plans for how we're going to take care of ourselves just in case things don't work out with the shepherd. I mean, I trust him and all, but what if? We better have a backup plan. Does that sound familiar sometimes? Sometimes we go, yeah, I trust you, God. I'll go where you go, but, you know, I'm not quite sure you're going to come through for me. So I better have a backup plan. Now, sheep know their shepherd. They listen to his voice. They trust him to care for them. The Lord is our good shepherd. We shall not be in want. He will provide for us if we will follow where he leads and simply trust in him. And the rest of this psalm expresses several ways that our shepherd provides for us. Take a look at verses 2 in the beginning of chapter 3, or verse 3. It says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. A shepherd feeds his sheep. He gives them good water to drink. He restores and refreshes them. He provides for their needs so that they will have a fulfilled life. And our good shepherd does the same for us. If we will follow him where he leads, he will provide all that we need. Satisfaction in life comes from living according to God's word and allowing him to guide us in the ways we interact with one another, to guide us in the kind of character we demonstrate with our families and friends and within our workplaces. God's word tells us about how to speak to one another, how to manage our finances, how to be a good worker, how to be a good leader, how to be a good spouse or parent or child. God's word speaks to all these areas of our lives. And that's God guiding us, our shepherd leading us into the way we should go so that he can provide us. As we follow our shepherd, he promises to provide. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. It's not just ask for whatever you wish and I'll give it to you. He's not a genie, but that's the part of remain in me and let my words remain in you. Stick close to God, follow our shepherd, and he will give us whatever we need. God's word calls us to be generous with all that we have. And Jesus says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So this is one of the ways that God's word guides us. He tells us to be generous with all that God has provided for us, right? And that is an expression of trust in him. If we trust our shepherd with what he's given us, we're not hoarding it, trying to keep it for ourselves. We just know, okay, God will continue to provide. And look at the measure that God gives and promises to give as we are generous with what he provides. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I always imagine someone, you know, filling a measuring cup full of flour and you're trying to bake something. This is pressed down into that measuring cup, shaken down so there's no more space and overflowing. That's how your father, your good shepherd, wants to give to you. He's asking us to follow him, live according to his ways, and he will provide. The Lord is our shepherd who provides all we need. And as Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Our shepherd provides. Verse 3, the second part of that says this, He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And this ties into what we're saying about following God's word. Our shepherd leads us into righteousness. He teaches us to discern good and evil, right and wrong, not only for our good, but for the good of his name, this psalm says, for his reputation and character. A shepherd is responsible for his sheep. And a good shepherd takes that responsibility seriously and is known for how well he cares for his sheep, in part by their actions, the way that they respond. If he allows his flock just to wander wherever they want to go, not only are they going to get themselves in trouble, they're going to make a bad name for him. He's going to be known for his lack of care. A good shepherd teaches and disciplines his flock so that they respond well to him, going where he goes, doing what he wants them to do. And in the same way, God, who is a God of truth and justice and grace and goodness, is not going to deny his own character and just allow us to give him a bad name, simply doing whatever we want. He is going to convict us of wrong. He's going to discipline us and help us know his righteousness, demonstrate his true character as we submit to him. Again, not only is it good for us, and it's primary for us to understand that God's word and God's law is good for us, it helps us to spread his good name. When we show his character, demonstrate his righteousness, people look at our lives and say, I want to be part of that. I want to know that God. We want his name to be glorified by our actions. So our shepherd provides us with training and discipline to lead us in those paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's go on then to verse 4 in Psalm 23, which says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This world we live in is full of evil and danger. And there are all kinds of traps that we could fall into. Not only physically, that can then hurt us physically, but emotional traps, spiritual traps. There is an enemy of God in this world. He lies, and he tries to deceive God's people into turning away from the Lord. He tries to trap people from ever knowing the Lord. A good shepherd protects his flock. Those sheep are defenseless against predators who may attack them. So the shepherd stands guard and takes measures to keep them safe, even to the point of putting himself in danger to protect them. And our Lord, our good shepherd, protects our lives as well. He is the one to call on whenever danger comes our way, whenever we're deceived by lies, when we're attacked and persecuted, whenever we're tempted by sin, tempted to walk into danger all by ourselves. He will provide a way out for those things. He watches over our lives more than we're ever aware of. We have no idea the things that God has protected us from seeing and experiencing. Consider for a moment what Paul wrote along these lines in 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 13. He said, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Our Lord, our good shepherd, provides us with the protection that we need against the effects of sin and evil and against our own temptations. He watches over us, guards us with his rod and his staff. Then back to Psalm 23, verse 5. Where it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. So in this world full of sin, there is hatred and persecution. There are jealousies and judgments. And there are misunderstandings and misguided advice. And all these things can wear us down. And they can raise doubts. And we can start to bear a burden of what we perceive other people think about us. We can start to be filled with a negative self-identity. We start to fear all kinds of things. We fear letting people down. We fear what we're going to think, they're going to think of us if we don't do what we promised to do. We fear being left out. We fear having no purpose or any contribution to this world. And all those things start to affect the way that we live. We start to retreat from our shepherd. But if we look to our shepherd, he reminds us of who we are to him. In this way, he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He reminds us of who we are in the face of those lies about our identity. He has anointed us as his precious children. We are worthy of his love because he's chosen us. We are worthy of his provision and his protection and grace because he has chosen us. He has given his life for us, and we have turned to him in faith. We identify as his children. Galatians 3:26 says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who were baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ." And 1 Peter 2:9 declares, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into the wonderful light." This is who we are when we put our faith in Christ Jesus. And he will remind us of this when we start to feel that burden of other identities, of lesser images of ourselves, of the lies and deceit that come when we start to hear those things. He provides us with our true identity and reminds us of it. And so finally, verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And the reason that we can be confident in this statement, that goodness and love will follow us all of our days, and we will dwell forever in the house of the Lord, is because of the one other way that God has provided for us. We have all wandered away from our Lord, turning to our own ways, ignoring the leading of our good shepherd. We have all given into sin and placed ourselves in position of God's eternal judgment, deserving of his wrath. But because of his love and mercy, God has provided us all with the opportunity for salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus lived as that perfect, sinless lamb, without blemish or fault, and yet he took the punishment we deserved from God upon himself. As the Son of God, he is the only person who is capable of bearing that punishment. He offered his own life on the cross as payment for our sins, and then rose again from the dead by the power of God. And that power that God has is the power to overcome sin and death, and proving his strength and worthiness to offer forgiveness for our sins. When we receive this gift of salvation from Christ, we admit our sins and receive his forgiveness, and through faith believe that he is the Son of God who has died for us as that sacrificial lamb. We are agreeing to follow him as a good shepherd. And when we follow him as our shepherd, when we put our faith in Christ, we are assured of this promise that goodness and love will follow us, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God provides us with eternal salvation. He provides us with new life. So this psalm is filled with all kinds of reminders and expressions of God's abundant provision for his people. And this analogy of a shepherd caring for his sheep is fitting for our relationship with God in many ways. Like sheep, we are truly dependent upon the Lord to care for us. And like a good shepherd, he has compassion and strength and wisdom to lead us. But there is one major difference between us and sheep that we should recognize before we close this message. Sheep will instinctively follow their shepherd wherever he goes. They just know that they're supposed to follow him. They don't question it. They just allow him to care for them. We, on the other hand, have to choose. We have to decide for ourselves that we're going to follow him. We have to choose to trust in his goodness. And it's a choice we have to make day after day. We need to recall God's goodness, the greatness of his name, and choose to trust our lives to his provision. In John 10, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never die. No one can steal them out of my hand. My Father gave my sheep to me. He is greater than all, and no person can steal my sheep out of my Father's hand. So let's take this psalm and the promises that it makes and the expressions of thankfulness it gives. And let that remind us of how great our shepherd is. Let us choose to listen to his voice and follow him. We can be confident in his provision. He will be our constant provider, and no one can steal us out of his hand. Let's give thanks to God for his strength and his provision to us as we close out our time together today. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you offer yourself to be our good shepherd. And I pray that you would help us all remember today the many ways that you provide for us. Not only for our physical lives, but for our spiritual eternity, Father. You've granted us the ability to dwell with you forever. There's no greater gift than that. You care for us. You know our needs. Lord, let us just trust you like sheep do, knowing of your goodness. We thank you for the goodness you have shown us, Lord. Just bring those things to mind whenever we have need. Fill our hearts as we sing this last song of praise to you, Lord, with your goodness. And let our words be filled with expressions of thanks. In Jesus' name.